Do you like exclusive stuff?
Yes, sir.
Do you like having access to your favourite podcast hosts in a way like never before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you wish you had access to our old Survivor Oz episodes that you can't find anywhere else online?
Oh, yeah!
If you answered yes to one, two, or all of those questions, then get excited because the Oz Network is now on Patreon! That's right, your favourite podcast has jumped on the Patreon bandwagon to enable a better listening experience for you, our listener. For more details, simply head to www.patreon.com/OzNetwork, where you can sign up for as little as $3 a month. It'll be the best decision you make since that last bad one you made. You're listening to the Oz Movies Podcast, only on the Oz Network.
It is the Oz Network coming to you once again for Oscars month, 10 days, whatever. We're up to the third last one. It's a film I've already done, and unfortunately, we've got to do it again. It's Barbie, that movie that everybody talked about last year, the one film that I hated last year and has my opinion changed, we'll get to very shortly. I'm just Ken. No, I'm just Ben. Sorry. Yep, that failed.
And I'm a Barbie boy.
I'm seeing them in like a couple of weeks when I'm in Melbourne, Aqua in Australia. So I got a ticket to see Aqua. So I'm more pumped to see Aqua than I am to rewatch this film. I saw this last year, and I think this is one of the most divisive films you and I have ever covered. I hated it last year. I nearly walked out of it. I think it's one of the most over-the-top, preachy pieces of garbage I've ever seen in my life. So I'm like, am I going to rewatch it? Do I need to? So I'm like, okay, I'll rewatch it, thinking that like, oh, I'm probably just going to stop watching it. I only fast-forwarded maybe a quarter of this film. I'm saying this right now, still shit, still over the top, still way too preachy. Honestly, on a second rewatch, it's even sillier than I remembered. How this film gets nominated.
Is a Barbie movie supposed to be anything other than silly?
But like, 8 Oscars? Like, fuck off. Like you said yesterday, today we mainly talk about in the context of Oscars. This has to be, like, you talk about Maestro, like, being rubbish. This has to
no,
be.
No, do not say this is worse than Maestro.
This is worse than Maestro. This, oh. At least Maestro, I can see why I got nominated for Oscars. This is like, I cannot see outside of maybe costume design. How does this get nominated for Best Picture? I can list 20 films right now that deserved a Best Picture nomination over this. Nah, my opinion, I think, got worse on this film. Just no, Barbie.
I don't mind this movie. I didn't mind it, 6-7 months ago? I don't mind it now. I also don't think that this is something that I personally would put in like a 10 best of the year. It does feel inferior to most of the other movies we have here. But having said that, I think we always appreciate when the Oscars kind of go left field and pick something that wouldn't normally be nominated. Top Gun Maverick last year, you know, it was a genre movie. This is a genre movie. I kind of am looking at this more for movies of this genre, you know, kind of a silly made for kids movie, but you know, with adult sense of humor, things like that. Is this the worst of its kind? Is this the type of movie where I'm okay with it being a Best Picture nominated movie? I say, yeah. It's not going to make my top 10 list. It didn't make my top 10 list last year. It's not going to be very high in my overall rankings. But if you're going to pick a movie of this type to nominate, you could do worse than Barbie. It is a movie that surprised a lot of people. It is much cleverer than it should have been. It looks better than it should have been. They got some very hilarious moments out of it. And I didn't find it as preachy as you did. I was very happy when Noah gave his opinion to Barbie. And you know for a fact Noah didn't listen to our original view. And basically every single thing he said was reflecting what my opinions were the first time around, which is like, this movie's not taking shots at men. It's making jokes that are kind of funny, you know? No. And I can get a kick out of it still.
You literally have a montage of them sitting there disparaging the fact that, like, oh, this is how men think, so you've got to really pander into how they think. And it's just, it's dumb. It's offensive. And it's,
but
I
again,
hate it.
We
hate it.
There are movies that do that same thing for women. Like, you know, Home Improvement, my favorite show of all time. I will defend that show, even though some people call that show sexist, because when Tim Allen is making jokes about, oh, women this, women that, he's making jokes about it. And it's from a point of view where it's like, Yeah, it's not 100% right, by the way.
No, but
and I feel like this movie stands by that.
But this is where I agree and disagree, because yes, there are plenty of examples where it's the opposite of this. But in hindsight, in the way we are in society, those shows are getting cancelled. Those shows are being looked down upon. Those shows are being retroactively wiped from existence because they're sexist against women. You can have a movie that is so overtly sexist against men and everyone's like, oh, ha, 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 that's right. Let's nominate it for Best Picture, and everybody's okay with it. And if you're not okay with it, you're a sexist. And this is what annoys me. This is my point. This is the preach level that you have on a movie like this, where this is how society works now, that you take something that has been so one way for history, which it has been, and that to fix it, you've then got to reverse it the other way. This is where I think American fiction does it so well, because it's subtle and it's not in your face that it's like, ah, white people, you suck. You're so bad. This movie is 2 hours of, ha, men, you're horrible. Like, can I just point out the plot, which I think I brought, I get so angry talking about Barbie, but like literally you have a world in this movie where women have everything and women are on top and women are great, like Barbie world. So what happens? She goes to the real world where you have this completely overt generalization of the way modern society is today, that this is how it is. And then you go back into society to change it. Oh, no, because men have taken over. We've got to take it over and put women back in control. Again, my point with this film, if there was a middle ground at the end of this film, if you settle the Barbie world with like, oh, well, let's have a bit of equality here. No, because then you basically just shove men back to where they are and completely take away your message.
Yeah.
It's no, okay, it's too much. This is one of these films that is only getting nominated because the message is the thing at the time. And this is going to sound controversial, but you agree with me, I think. It's like Black Panther a few years ago. Black Panther, not a Best Picture-worthy nominated film,
because
of what was it about and what people perceived it being so groundbreaking when we had had black superhero movies before. That's why it got nominated. This is why Barbie's getting nominated, because this is the hot topic right now and it's pandering to a certain audience. I said it. I don't care. I stand by it. It's a bullshit movie. It should not have been nominated for Best Picture.
Look, I think there's a couple of arguments I'm going to have for that. First, we talked a little bit on American fiction. Yes, this movie is more ha 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 in your face than American fiction is. But that's the tone of this movie as well. You've got a movie, American fiction, which takes place in the real world. It is grounded in reality. And you have a movie that takes place in a fantasy world where toys are living and literally drink out of nothing cups and stuff like that. So the tone will have to be different. Second thing, you look like you want to respond.
No. But again, this is where, like, I don't disagree with you. But this is where, again, when I do disagree, because again, it's pick your lane, Barbie. You go over the top and silly, like exactly what you're saying. But then you have like the America Ferrera scene where it's like, this is why she got nominated. Then you have the end scene of the whole like bit with what's her face and everything. So like, yeah, you're over the top and silly and in your face, but then you have these overly dramatic scenes which kind of ground it in like a, and this is again what everybody talks about. All the women that I know have seen this movie who love it, and rightfully so. If you're a woman, love this movie, that's great. I'm not a woman, this is why I don't like this movie. But like the point is, then you've got like America Ferrera scene and everyone's like, yeah, fuck yeah, women! That's what's happening! Yeah! And it's like, we don't live in 1950s anymore. Like, it is not as bad as you're pointing it out to be.
Hold on, but wasn't the majority of her scene talking down on how women are?
I don't know.
Too?
I skipped it this time around.
A lot of the context of that scene was taking shots at women and how they treat each other and expectation of each other. Going back to what you're saying about like the toys, like, yes, this doesn't end in a world where it's like it needs to be equality for anybody. Because again, it's a world of toys for girls. And a perfect example, G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe was literally created to be the boys' Barbie.
Yeah.
We got Barbie for girls, let's create the boys' Barbie.
Why wasn't G.I. Joe movie nominated for Oscars for men's? you know, like, well, yeah, you know what? Equal rights.
I'm a big fan of the G.I. Joe movies, even the bad ones. But
isn't Brandon
like,
Fraser in one
say,
of them?
Yeah, he's in one of the first ones. Yeah, the very first one. He's got a nice surprise cameo. But that movie, that's not done in this style. It's not in a fantasy world. But let's say you made a G.I. Joe movie like this, where it is in the toy world. And then you end it with like the girl G.I. Joes being like, yeah, but like we're the girls. Why don't we get to take center stage? You're not going to end it with being like the girls take center stage. In the end, this is still the world where the girls play. And I'm not saying the boys can't play with Barbie. Casper literally has a Barbie. He went to the store one day and is like, what do you want? I want the Barbie toy. He's got a Barbie toy. He's got Barbie DVDs that he watches. Sometimes he likes to put those on, but that's not his world. His world is going to be, you know, something else. And even though you could share it, it still is the girls. This movie is made for girls.
Yeah.
The same way there are some movies that are made for boys. And again, you're not the audience, but we typically do agree on things like this.
Yeah,
and this
too.
Is why I found Barbie so fascinating, is that there are other movies where I'm like, man, I hate that this movie has to be anti-male. But I still don't feel like this movie is that.
No, but like, but yeah, we do usually agree. And like, I'm not, this is where like, I always hate that I have to kind of apologize for my opinions, because I think that we have, again, we live in a world where if you're so anti something that's so clearly sending a message, you're automatically perceived as something else. And at the end of the day, I kind of don't care, because like, I feel this is a movie that I've seen some reviews that agree with me. But like, again, they're not being publicized out there because this message is, when something's, okay, I hate to say a name, but I'm just going to say it. It's like fucking Taylor Swift. If you don't like her, you're automatically like, oh, you're anti-music. You don't like things. It's like, yeah. Taylor Swift is shit. She is overrated and bullshit, and I'm sick of her being in my fucking face. Fuck the fuck off. This is, to me, what Barbie is. It's like, it's not that good. Anyway, my point is, I'm all for a movie with a message. And this is, I'm not saying like I will never watch an anti-men movie. I mean, if I thought long and hard enough, there are plenty of anti-men movies that I've enjoyed. Like, I'm not sitting here defending men that we're the best. We're not. We're horrible. We're shit. We're terrible. We're a terrible gender. And we've fucked the world. I mean, most of the
world.
Excuse
me.
Speak for yourself. You like Barbie. Shut up. the point is that you do it. Like, the biggest thing that baffles me about our differing opinions of this and Noah's and everything else is that you can't see this being overly preachy. And that's fine. That's your opinion. As I keep saying with Barbie, this is a well-made film, production-wise and visually. It looks great. It, like, the music is fantastic. I mean, I'm obsessed with the Dua Lipa song. I'm just keen.
Obsessed with Dua Lipa.
I am. I mean, I'm just keen is one of my favorite parts of this movie. It's just everything else about it is just so in your face, over the top. And again, it is ridiculous. Like, again, I'm coming from a different place here. I'm biased. How Ferrari did not get nominated and this got nominated, it completely baffles me. And acting wise, I don't like Ryan Gosling. I've never liked Ryan Gosling. How he got nominated for this is just dumb. How America Ferrera.
It's the best he's ever been. Let's give him that.
Well, that's not saying much. That's like saying the Oz Network. That's the best episode of that show. American Ferrera, you got nominated for one speech. You're the freaking Judd Hirsch of 2024. Good for you. I mean, I don't even stand by. Margot Robbie has been 100 times better in 1,000. Did she get nominated for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Oh, I don't remember.
I know she got nominated for I, Tonya, but I mean, she was good in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but like, I mean, this is just overrated. Like, it's just, so overrated. And Greta Gerwig, no, I'm sorry, did not deserve to get nominated for this film. 100% no from Ben.
This is the other thing that I was excited to talk about, which is the obnoxiousness of like Barbie got snubbed. I want to thank Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, let's thank her more often. I love Whoopi Goldberg. What a woman! Eddie,
did you see the comment she had when they were talking about Greta Gerwig and Barbie?
No, but I want to now. I love that woman already. I want to watch her talk.
She literally said, "There's no such thing as a snub. You know, you can't. Nobody sees all the movies, and it's subjective anyways. And it's, you know, there's no, and that's completely true. We've been saying that forever. It's like there's no such thing as a snub." If you put one of them in, you're taking somebody else out. And we already said Celine Song for Past Lives. If it's about female representation, like we've already got Justine Triet or whatever for Anatomy of Fall nominated. We could have had Celine Song nominated over some of these other ones like Scorsese or who knows who else. But it doesn't need to be Greta Gerwig just because this was the most popular. And the thing that has bothered me the most is the majority of arguments people are making about Barbie, you know, Greta Gerwig should have gotten nominated, Margot Robbie should have gotten nominated. This was the biggest movie of the year by far. Okay, why don't we go back to 2009?
Was the biggest one year.
I was literally going to say, go back to 2009, Transformers? Should that have gotten a Best Picture
Pirates
nomination?
Of the Caribbean, no. I mean, that did, didn't it? But like, yeah, exactly.
But like, yeah, the biggest movie of the year, if anything, that should go against it in most cases. Now, I am happy to say that it seems like this is the one movie where the majority of people are actually getting on board and saying, I love Barbie. I would have loved to have seen Greta Gerwig nominated, but who else are you going to cut? Like, it seems like the majority of people out there are finally starting to come around, but it's that small voice who's like, oh, they should have been nominated. Then who else shouldn't have been nominated? You know, you can't please everybody. And there were better directors this year. I am standing by that. If you're going to pick a genre movie, and I like the idea, if you're going to have 10 best picture nominated movies, pick a genre movie every year. I stood by the Top Gun last year. I think made it in both of our top two or top threes for best picture of the year. You're number one. I am the audience of Top Gun that the Barbie audience is for them. It's not always going to be my genre every single year, but I like that you can recognize these genres because it opens it up for our movies to take it seriously. That's how movies like Star Wars opened the door for, you know, other science fiction movies. Lord of the Rings opened the door for other movies of that genre to be taken seriously where the Oscars weren't so closed off. I'm okay with Barbie getting nominated. I'm not picking it to win anything.
let's just say right now, if we base this on most popular, right now in 2024, the front runner for Best Picture Oscar next year is The Beekeeper. now,
I saw The Beekeeper. I liked it. I don't want that nominated for Best Picture, though.
I've got to say, I've not seen The Beekeeper, and I don't intend to see The Beekeeper, but also Madam Web would be fifth right now. So,
Yeah, no, that yeah. I was on the top five of the year.
Well, I mean, we haven't had a very big year so far. I mean,
I guess a month and a half in.
You know, Argyle's number four, and that's not getting love at the moment, is it? So,
why don't we go back to see all the movies that should have gotten nominated for Best Picture? Spider-Man No Way Home, Bad Boys for Life,
yeah,
Avengers Endgame, Black Panther, The Last Jedi,
fuck,
Finding Dory, Jurassic World, Guardians of the Galaxy, Iron Man 3, man, Marvel would have had Best Picture every single year.
2004, Shrek 2. I mean, rightfully so. I'm not even joking when I say this. How does Shrek 2 not get nominated for Best Picture that Barbie does? Now, I'm sorry, you would surely, Noah would agree with me right now, but I mean, Shrek 2 is a better film than Barbie. You would agree with me on that.
I just want to give a props to Noah here, who joined the app I've been talking about, Letterboxd, which is like way of cataloging and reviewing movies. His profile pic is Shrek on there.
But see, come on, agree with me. I mean, Shrek, the original. How is that not nominated for Best Picture?
This is where you do have to be careful because that movie was very groundbreaking for the time. It was putting it's like the Toy Story for fairy tales.
Yeah.
You know, animation, everything, but if you were to have said back in 2001, you're going to nominate that, you'd have a lot more people on board than you would 20 years later. And Barbie will be that movie where people were like, well, Barbie got nominated. There have been better movies. But it's also, this is making it possible for other silly genre movies play with reality to be nominated.
And okay. And I joked about it the other day with Zone of Interest. Like, this is your standard like box office movie. This is your standard Nazi movie. This is your standard hoity-toity European. But like, you've got your boxes to tick. But like, I am completely on board with you. Yes. Let's not turn our noses up at a Barbie or a Top Gun or a Black Panther. Box office movies that are big and popular, like, we don't need a most popular category because that's what the box office is for. That's what the MTV Movie Awards are for. Like, that's what they're for. I don't think, and I'm glad that the Oscars are kind of shying away from, let's snub these, you know, big wig movies that are generally going to get frowned upon. I just think there were better options than I mean, I've not seen the Super Mario Brothers movie, but for all I saw, that got, you know, much more love out there than this. I don't know. But like,
except from Noah.
Again, like, we've talked about how, like, some of the many movies we've done over the years that today should have and probably would have got nominated. The Matrix, how that never got nominated for Best Picture, is beyond me. I'm very biased for Jurassic Park, but in 2020, if Jurassic Park was released today, it would have got nominated for Best Picture. You know, you think about some of these films that in history that should have got nominated. But like, to me, yeah, Barbie gets it for all the different levels. And again,
not the audience.
I'm not the audience. Both the women I know in my life, clearly, as you tell, I'm a sexist pig, so I don't associate with women. But like, they loved it. Like, my good friend Casey, she had not seen this movie. And I kept saying to her, like, look, I hated it, but you're going to love it. She finally watched it. We had a big debate. She's obviously, you know, on board with you and all that sort of stuff. And great, fantastic, do it. I'm not saying don't like this movie. This isn't a movie where it's not the Emoji Movie or Cats where it's like, if you like this movie, you're an idiot. If you like this movie, great. You know, like, it's for certain people, and I'm just not that person. And that's, again, at the end of the day, where I feel about it. You said, obviously, with the ones that got nominated for, so again, 8 fucking Oscars. How does this get nominated for 8 Oscars? Best Picture, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Best Adapted Screenplay, 2 original songs, which I'm sad that Dua Lipa didn't get nominated for her In the Night, Run the Night, whatever the song's called. Best production design, best costume design. I mean, song that we know it's going to win for song, and it's going to go to the This Is What I'm Made For, or What It Was I Made For, sadly, not just I'm Just Ken. And apparently Ryan Gosling's the only one who's going to be singing. Yeah, yeah. What's your thoughts on Ryan Gosling quickly? Just
we're you're talking to him right now. Same opinion. Pretty much of the same opinion. I find him very overrated, which is why I said I think this is the best he's done. I'm not going to hate it if he wins, although I have a feeling the Academy's second probably too afraid.
Come on.
I have a feeling they're too afraid to give him the win because they don't want to run the risk that their one win will be the male in Barbie.
I got to say, like, we've talked up the stacked, like, best actress stacked. And I think that, you know, we've seen what, three of those, and we agree that we've seen four of those, and, you know, for the most part, they're all deserving. Best actor, very stacked. Best supporting actress, very stacked. Best supporting actor, is it the weakest of all of them in terms of just the performances? I mean,
yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. I mean, look, I will be happy that Robert Downey Jr. is probably going to be an Academy Award winner, great actor, but is he the best in Oppenheimer? No. Ryan Gosling, ugh. Robert De Niro, yeah, overrated. Mark Ruffalo, yeah. I think once you see that, I reckon you'll agree with me. Great. I'm saying right now, and sad that he's the lowest on this list. Sterling K. Brown is the best by far of these five, and unfortunately, he's the least favorite. Willem Dafoe robbed of an Oscar nomination this year. Can I just say that? Adapted screenplay, this is third favorite. Costume design, it will win. If I give anything to this movie, it's costume design. Visually, the way it looks, very clever the way they do it with the sort of the Barbie world and kind of the plastic looking thing and everything about it. So I'm on board with this winning costume design. Production design, yeah, I'd also probably agree with that as well. Song, I'm just Ken over What Was I Made For. And that's it. It's still a bin from me, and this is at the bottom. Move on.
You said it was a rent for me originally.
That's what you did say, yes.
I was going the same route this many months later, which means it's not going to be my bottom. That's still Maestro. Aww.
Well, second bottom? Does that mean second bottom?
Yeah, it'll be second bottom.
Interesting. So worst I can get, fourth bottom from you, which you liked Oppenheimer more than this from memory, I think. So yay, third bottom, possibly. I don't know what you think of Poor Things, which tomorrow, Poor Things. Now, this was the one that none of us could get tickets to at the cinemas because it just wasn't available. And then lo and behold, it became available. This was just the only thing I knew about this film was that it was like controversial because it was like Emma Stone's basically a child and she's having graphic sex. And that's not why I like this film, before you say it. This is the Everything Everywhere All at Once for me this year. It's like quirky and a bit odd, but like just unique. I think visually this film looks amazing. I spoiling it now, I really enjoy this film. And I think Emma Stone's fantastic. I think Mark Ruffalo's fantastic. I think Willem Dafoe's fantastic. It's enjoyable. I watched this last night at the time of recording this. I'd gotten home late. Went and saw Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant and Luke Longley do a talk. It was great. Got home later than I thought. My God, do I really want to see it? It goes for 2.5 hours. I'm like, oh God, stop making these movies so long. And I watched it and I just breezed through, enjoyed it. Didn't have to read anything in this film. It was great. And you want a women empowerment film? This is like a movie where it's kind of got a growth of a female character who's basically a child at the beginning to the end, who's like learning about society when men really were absolute assholes to women, and kind of standing on her own two feet and becoming a bitch-ass powerful woman by the end of it. I think this is a great film, and Emma Stone, fantastic. I like Emma Stone. I didn't really watch all of The Favourite because I turned that off halfway through. But this one is the first time I think we've done an Oscar movie with Emma Stone in it where I haven't turned off halfway through, and not just because you see her boobs pretty much for 75% of it.
Yeah, I mean, just flicking through it, I definitely noticed some boobs.
And Mark Ruffalo's butt. And actually, there's more doodle in this movie than boobs. So Jamie will like this movie.
Oh, Jamie's definitely going to want
to. Not Mark Ruffalo's doodle, sadly, but Mark Ruffalo's ass.
She's not interested anymore. Jamie actually wanted to see this when it was playing in theaters. I don't know if she's going to have time to watch this with me before we cover it tomorrow. I'm just curious, are you aware the director of this movie, what his previous film was?
I think I looked it up, but now I'm intrigued.
It was one of your maestros. It was The Favorite.
Oh, so it was The Favorite. I just mentioned The Favorite. Okay. I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. congratulations, Favorite director at Emma Stone. I made it through an entire movie of yours.
Yeah. I
Olivia Colman. I'm on board.
I hadn't heard your opinion. So I was assuming for the last, I don't know, couple of weeks as we're leading up to this, I'm like, guarantee this is probably going to be the one movie that Ben will struggle with between this and Barbie for the worst. So I'm actually pleasantly surprised to hear that you enjoyed it. You can surprise every now and then. Every once in a while, you will like something like Zone of Interest or Poor Thing.
You would think I would like Barbie because it's a trashy, bright, dumb film that Ben should like, but no.
Yeah, but I'm very curious about it, so I guess we'll talk about it more tomorrow.
I think that, like, I've kind of got my initial opinions of what I think you will think of it. And, I mean, it's a lot of sex in it. So I don't know. Lots of fighting, as Colin would call it. But it's just, it's like, it's unique. Like, it's a lot more sci-fi than I thought it was going to be. It's not like, you know, Star Wars sci-fi, but, like, I think this is, again, another one of those movies where I didn't know a lot on the level where I'm like, oh, this is, like, a bit, like, in an alternate world, you know, because there's certain elements to it you're like, oh, this is a bit odd. There you go. But anyway, looking forward to that. And obviously then our last film, wrap it up with Oppenheimer, which I've got to find. I keep forgetting Oppenheimer's 3 hours long. I'm like, oh, I'll just watch Oppenheimer tomorrow. I'm like, that's 3 hours long.
I know.
I'm like, oh. So I will rewatch. I mean, if I rewatch Barbie, I'm going to rewatch Oppenheimer. So we'll get there. But stay tuned for that. And then obviously that will have our annual predictions, which I think I'm on top the last couple of years. So I'm looking forward to maintaining that.
It's embarrassing.
It is. It really is. But yes, do all the things that you do at the end of this and whatever. My name is Ben and something about genitals that I said in the first time we did this.
And my name is Colin and where's Michael Cera's nomination?
Thanks for downloading this episode of the Oz Network. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast by Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or by copying our RSS feed into your preferred podcast provider. And while you're there, please drop us a rating and leave us some feedback. You can also be sure to stay up to date with all the latest episodes and happenings from the show, as well as finding out how you can get involved in upcoming episodes by following our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as getting everything you need under one roof at theoznetwork.net. Thanks again for listening, and we'll speak to you next time. Do you like exclusive stuff?
Yes, sir.
Do you like having access to your favorite podcast hosts in a way like never before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you wish you had access to our old Survivor Oz episodes that you can't find anywhere else online?
Oh, yeah.
If you answered yes to one, two, or all of those questions, then get excited because the Oz Network is now on Patreon. That's right. Your favorite podcast has jumped on the Patreon bandwagon to enable a better listening experience for you, our listener. Wow! For more details, simply head to www.patreon.com/OzNetwork, where you can sign up for as little as $3 a month. It'll be the best decision you make since that last bad one you made.